DSD, differences of sexual development. That's a buzz phrase you're going to hear about repeatedly this week. This is, of course, as the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Here's the case against the reigning two-time Olympic and world 800-meter champion, Caster Semenya. The world athletics body, the IAAF, wants to restrict levels of testosterone in female athletes, saying this gives advantages similar to those of male athletes. The International Association of Athletics Federations says to preserve what it calls fairness, it is necessary to require DSD female athletes to reduce their testosterone down to female levels before they can compete at international levels. Of course, we know Caster Semenya is a DSD athlete and she is opposed to the restrictions. She poignantly announced last year, "It is not fair. I just want to run naturally the way I was born." Well, we're joined now by the CEO of the Sports Science Institute of South Africa, who is also a sports scientist, Dr. Patokuhle Zondi, on the line from Europe, where all of this is happening. Dr. Zondi, good morning to you and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Mongani, and thank you for having me on your show.
Now, you're part of a panel of experts from human rights lawyers to medical personnel. This is a groundbreaking case, isn't it?
It really is, for a number of reasons. Most importantly, to defend the human rights of athletes and individuals that we perceive are being unfairly targeted by this regulation.
Now, just talk us through, what exactly does the IAAF want athletes like Caster Semenya to do? How would she or others be able to reduce their levels of testosterone?
So the crux of the issue here, really, Bongani, is that the IAAF, through this regulation that they want to implement, want athletes who have certain clinical conditions described as differences in sexual development that result in naturally elevated testosterone to lower these levels if they want to compete internationally in certain events. So specifically, they can do this either by taking medication or undergoing surgery to achieve this desired effect.
I mean, it's difficult to not see these proposed restrictions as not being targeted against Semenya.
Yes, and obviously as South Africans, we are invested in Caster Semenya because we are aware that she is one of the athletes that is targeted. And of course, because she is, you know, she's our national pride. She's a symbol of hope, of performance, of excellence in our country. So we are bound to feel emotional. I do want to also, of course, just make us aware that there are a number of other athletes that are affected by this condition.
Yeah.
And another of other sort of specific conditions, not the one that Caster specifically has, that are covered in this regulation. So while we will feel emotional and we must back Caster, we must also remember and not lose sight that there are other individuals and athletes in South Africa and internationally who are affected by this regulation.
Right. Dr. Zondi, you're a sports scientist, so talk to us scientifically then. Does the IAAF have a case? I mean, do higher levels of testosterone increase performance?
Sure, perhaps I should declare outright, Bongani, that because of my involvement in this case, I am bound by a confidential agreement. So while I'm not at liberty to discuss the intimate details related to the proceedings, I am, of course, at liberty. As I've said, I'm an experienced sports physician and an advocate of gender equity. So I'm quite at liberty to clarify and engage on issues that have been publicly debated.
Sure.
So broadly speaking,
yes. I mean, do they have a case here in terms of what they're arguing, not just for Caster, as you say, but really for all athletes who might be affected by this?
Well, there are three fundamental problems that, you know, the public has engaged on. The first one is that, you know, these testosterone levels occur naturally. And so is it fair then to see a natural advantage, the same way height might be an advantage in some sports or flexibility in others, as unfair? The second one is that the regulation relies on scientific arguments and references some research studies. People who have engaged with this topic would have seen that scientists, statisticians, researchers worldwide have noted that these studies are fatally flawed. So right now, as it stands, the regulations are based on fundamentally flawed studies that cannot be used to inform policy. And thirdly, and crucially, really, is the human rights aspects. So these regulations compel women who have no prior health complaints, because remember, these are healthy women. They compel these women to undergo medically unnecessary, quite frankly, and potentially harmful interventions. So it's based on these three fundamental problems that really we are suggesting as claimants that the IWF stop and reconsider this regulation and in fact scrap it altogether.
You talked about the fact that she is, of course, our golden girl, and we're invested, as South Africa certainly, in making sure she's protected. But ultimately, it's going to be scientific arguments that are going to hold sway.
Yes, well, scientific and human rights arguments, Bongani.
I mean, if we look at all of this, how much harm could a case like this cause to Semenya?
You know, one can only speculate, but let me start by saying, you know, when you're interfering with somebody's natural physiology, they are bound to be effects in the way that they may perform. But we're not just talking about science of physiology. Let's also consider the mental health of athletes like Castamani and others that will be involved. We must also consider any time you're going to introduce medical intervention, will this intervention do harm or will it do good? And as a clinician, that is the first question that I ask myself when I see a patient. You know, my Hippocratic oath says, first do the patient no harm. And one needs to consider, and this is again, a point that as clinicians we have raised, is you're forcing individuals to undergo medical interventions when they have no health complaints. The interventions that you are suggesting, you must consider their benefits, in which case right now I would argue as a clinician they're none, versus their risks. And when you take any medication and use any medication specifically off-use or off-label, there are risks and there are notable side effects that you must be aware of. As a sports physician, I'm invested in protecting the health of the athlete. And I cannot say that this intervention does this, this regulation does this.
And I mean, I suppose one of the things I've been counting on is that the medical fraternity would be unanimous on this point. And as you've just made very clear, there isn't, not everybody is seeing this issue in quite the same way. We'll keep an eye on it. Dr. Patokutle Zondi is in Switzerland at the moment. As I said, she is the CEO of the Sports Science Institute of South Africa, part of a panel of experts that have been convened to try and make the case for Caster Semenya. I mean, It's rather like, in my layperson's assessment, and let me be quite clear about that, I imagine it's rather like if you had, I don't know, a photographic memory being told to take something to reduce your chances of succeeding, say, in an exam situation. It's quite ridiculous. And you'll know, of course, the IWF had intended to bring these rules in November last year. They've pushed them back to the end of this month, and if they do succeed, it means most of the season will be lost to Caster Semenya and athletes like her. Keep an eye on that story.